sometimes. Did you ever hear of an armor, a shifra?
Well, shifra, but that's still not what I'm thinking of. It's another word.
What's a shifra look like?
A shifra to me is just a chest of drawers.
Does that sound old fashioned, or is that something you hear now?
No, it's something I used to hear people say when I was a little kid, shifra. Mm-hmm.
What about wardrobe?
That's something I associate with rich people. I don't know why, but that word just sounds like somebody that's rich would say, you know, it's in my wardrobe or something.
What does a wardrobe look like?
I don't know, but it sure, I'm thinking, I probably don't even know what I'm talking about, but it sure seems like a wardrobe would be something like the piece of furniture you were just talking about. I can't think of the word for that. The one that you could move from place to place, and the one I'm talking about had like two doors in it,
mm-hmm.
or some of them had one, and sometimes they had a mirror either on the outside or the inside, and then drawers at the bottom, and I can't think of what I call it. I'm going to go call Mother. Oh. She knows what it is.
Can you think of it later?
Okay. I'll ask Mother.
What's something you could have in a window on rollers to pull down to keep out the light?
The Venetian blinds or window shades?
What's the difference?
Oh, the blinds are hideous with dirt. The little, they each have a little partition deal, and then, I don't even want to talk about them. I cleaned those for several years until I moved in here, and then I got window shades, and I prefer those.
And the covering on the house, the top of the house, is called
the roof.
Hmm?
The roof, the shingles.
What do you call the things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off?
The gutters.
Are they built in, or do they hang from the...
We don't have them. You should have them, but we don't even have gutters. Just drips right off of the roof. The ones that... The people that I know that have them, like Mother and Daddy, but those are just some that you install yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Just tack them up there.
What about, you know, when you have a house and an L? You know what an L is?
Yes.
What do you call the low place where they join?
I guess I don't even know.
Do you ever hear of a valley or alley of wood?
Okay. Yes, but I don't know which one of those I've heard. I didn't know much about roofs until we started building, and then I discovered that what we were going to have was a hip roof. And the only thing I could tell you about the difference in roofs is that a hip roof gives you a very shallow attic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
y'all.
We have a hip roof and we have a very shallow attic.
What do you use the attic for?
Junk. Anything I can't put in a closet goes up there. Just anything to get it out of the way. But it's not a very big attic. Everything's crowded all around the hole in the attic. And you just climb up there and hope for the best when you reach up there to pull something out.
Some places, sometimes people have a special room or a little building that they use to store odds and ends in. What would they call that?
That's what we have out back, and I call it a shed.
Okay.
But what we put in there is mostly like outside equipment, and then we keep our freezer and stuff like that in there.
What about lumber room or junk room or plunger room?
No, I've never heard anybody call it. It's mostly a little shed.
Okay. And a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods.
It'd be a pantry.
Huh?
A pantry.
Do people have those now?
Oh, let's see. I don't think I know anybody that has one, but I remember it wasn't my grandmother's, my step-grandmother had one. Oh, that's an ideal room to have. If you ever build, get you one.